different stuff.
Oh my god.
So it's like, it looks like it's transmitting right now.
But there's no reception?
But then it like cuts off.
Do this and then do this.
So we could try, I mean, I don't want to lose it totally. Hey, Edgar.
Okay.
Can you go, Edgar, can you go grab your phone super quick?
Sure.
Yeah, awesome. You can do it. You can find it in that dry bag.
And fire!
And as long as we can see little bars going up and down, that means, like,
it's working.
Something's happening?
Okay.
That's what I believe. It's some kind of feedback. And it looks like we're probably in the window where we can start
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is Rachel and Sarah and their families.
Woohoo! This is family night on the Okmulgee!
Day 27 of Atlanta.
To the Atlantic.
In which
we travel
from Atlanta
to the Atlantic Ocean.
In kayaks on the water.
For 42 days.
Yeah. Okay,
and oh good, thanks Edgar. So we've got really spotty transmission here, so we are trying to back it up with other audio recordings. And
in case it doesn't work,
usually we have another one, another phone handy, Sarah's phone handy, because we transmit on Rachel's phone, but hers is dead at the moment, so luckily.
Okay,
this is the day of dead phones.
This is kind of the day of
Where's
low
your
batteries
voice memo, Edgar?
I don't have that.
What?
Really?
I don't do that.
What do you mean?
I don't use that.
You might not use... Oh, wait, I found it. Don't worry.
We're still transmitting, though.
So, okay.
Anyway, so
we're
today
recording
it's day 27.
Okay, well.
And we just did... I don't know, we did actually a big paddle day today.
It was a big day.
So we had, like, roughly... We did a few cut-throughs, so that sort of shaved time off... mileage off on our days, but I'd say we're about mile, what, like 28 or 27, and right now we're at a sandbar that's got a lot of donut tracks.
And we really hope no full reelers.
It's a Wednesday though.
It's a Wednesday. If it was a Saturday,
it'd be different.
We'd be like, no.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of donuts that folks have driven here, but you know, it's a Wednesday.
We put our tent exactly in the middle of a donut,
in the heart of prime real estate.
Yeah because, you know, if they
like
came, at least maybe they'd go around us. I don't know.
They'd see you.
Yeah, and I think the fires were also strategically built around the donuts.
Yeah,
but here we are. Four-wheelers are part of this trip, whether we like it or not.
I really enjoyed my time with Keystone.
We know.
I know. But does everybody know sufficiently? I don't know.
Maybe
I think
not.
Sarah knows,
maybe
but
not.
I don't think the rest of the world. Or three,
oh, that's true.
Three people who listen to these or watch the live stream know that Rachel really enjoyed driving an ATV through a, I don't know, tree farm?
Yeah.
I'll push it back off. This is my son, Eden, my seven-year-old, beautiful, amazing son, who has been rolling around in the sand. And I can't actually even fully brush your back off.
I did
a fair bit. So, but how many miles did we paddle today? We started at...
We were supposed to do, like, 16, but we probably did more like 14 and a half before we met Edgar because of the...
But then we did an extra, like, three or... Four? I don't know. We didn't.
So we probably did like 17 or 18.
It's a solid stint for a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old to paddle.
Yes.
In like, I don't know, almost 100 degree weather.
What? No, it was not 100 degrees.
It was in the 90s.
Was it?
Yeah, definitely.
What is this? There's something on my...
Bugs. Oh, God.
Oh, no, it's my wrapper. It's my caramel wrapper.
So James and the boys were here last night, so we woke up, and they were, you know, they're on their own time frame, so we were ready to go. Not that early, but, you know, it was before 9, so we set off.
And it was misty this morning for the first time, really. Like, I mean, we had some mist before, but it dried up, it, like... evaporated pretty quickly. This morning it was misty for a while.
Yeah.
And thank goodness, because if not for the mist, we would have been in direct sun. But the mist gave us some, it wasn't bad getting ready.
There was a lot of cloud cover.
Yeah.
So we kind of had a strangely separate day. Not strangely. I mean, we kind of had a separate day where I was with James and the boys, and Sarah was on her own, which I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to do this. Suzanne said never be out of eyesight. why can't we be out of just like vocal range? She's like, never be out of eyesight. Like, everything Suzanne says is right.
It's true. But
and
it was.
Sarah was like, go. I want you to go. Go. I need my space. Not, she didn't say that at all. But, like, you know, she's like, I'm fine. I'm happy about it. I'm excited about it. I'm like, okay. Okay.
No,
And then she called me and I couldn't hear her.
Well, you know what happened? Was I called you and that's when my phone died.
She called me and I couldn't hear her and I was calling her back and she wasn't answering. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? But she's fine. She said she wanted to be alone. She said she was fine. She was just butt calling me. How do you butt call somebody on a kayak?
I didn't butt call you.
No,
I
this is what was going in my head, you know?
I actually was trying to call you, but
like she's like, Rachel, don't worry, I'm fine. Leave me, please, go.
Well, and I had this whole funny moment of thinking, wow, I mean, we have these batteries to power the live stream, and my phone has generally been charged, but I just didn't charge it this morning. I just wasn't paying attention, which is actually pretty normal in my regular life. I often run out of battery because I forget to charge things.
But not in your river life.
But not in my river life.
You've been like on top of battery.
I am very. I'm like responsible for batteries, so I have to do it. But yeah, today. And that was so funny because then I ran out of batteries and I remembered then that, oh shit, like the batteries, we didn't actually have that much percentage left on the big battery, which meant that I might not be able to actually charge my phone, which meant I could be in a survival situation. Thank goodness. I mean, the live stream I knew would probably take me through, but sometimes the camera shuts off if it hasn't been like charging while it's not been on.
And it's funny because it seems like it's not really a survival situation.
It's
you
not
know
at all.
Where you're going to meet somebody at the end of the day. Yeah. But at the same time, like the actual mileage of where we were meeting was different from where it actually was.
And
the name itself was actually different.
Yeah.
And it's actually not that easy to see it from around the corner. You can kind of see that there's like, you know, concrete rocks that make it look a little bit different, but it's like hidden around a bend behind willows where like everything is hidden around bends behind willows. So,
oh my gosh, as I came around that bend, I was thinking like, oh my God, there's been a landslide. It's no longer here. That was literally my thought. I was like, there is no landing anymore. It must have been.
I'm like, shouldn't the landing be right there?
Yeah, you were like that, weren't you, Arlo? But I will say, Arlo and Eden were absolute champions. I mean, they, in the heat of the sun, were just like flying through the water. You know, they were just enjoying every single minute of being around this beautiful wilderness that we're in. And I mean, it's a wilderness that also has people. I mean, you got to talk to people. Sarah, you had a conversation with some folks.
Oh, yeah, I had a great conversation with George and Mary, who have been married for 53 years. And they were on the live stream. They were awesome. Uh-oh, what's happening?
Oh, he just needs his back wiped off, I think.
Oh, okay.
More thoroughly than I did it.
Oh my gosh. George and Mary, I talked to them for a while, actually. That was kind of what held me up more than anything in the morning.
Did you talk to them at the landing?
No. It was after
the landing. Because you didn't leave for an hour.
No, it's true. I told you when I left. I really appreciated actually just
having
like,
your own time.
Even on my own time.
Arlen was like, "Is Sarah okay?" I'm like, "Sarah wants Sarah time." he was like, "I get that."
I'm so glad.
I really do.
You do. We all, honey, we all do.
That's yeah. No, it was nice to just and I like
just
hung
the
out.
Stars, though. Hold on.
With the
what are you guys who are you guys talking to?
We're talking to the world. We're talking to ourselves mostly.
It's the radio. Hey, we're on radio.
Yeah.
You're on radio?
Yeah, yeah you're on radio. Too,
sweet.
I know.
You can't see us though.
No.
Darn.
Well, the live stream's still running, but it's a little dark, so you're probably not so much at night. Because I appreciate being able to move at my own pace, you know? So I enjoyed just hanging out with that frog when I saw him. And then, you know, getting ready in my own time. It was good. And then it was interesting. I don't know. I think I told you earlier, but the that moment of kind of thinking about how we're connected and like thinking through. I mean, I could have solved it, I think, because of the live stream, if I had needed to. But because of all these twists and turns, it was possible that we could have lost each other today. So it was interesting to just. I don't know, be on my own and think about the gators.
We saw a good few gators today.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't see anything.
We did.
But I know you did.
Not together. So.
Yeah, we were not together. So that was...
Different experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, yeah, it was just... I felt like it was nice to just give you guys space to... Do your family thing, you know?
And we don't need space, but we take space, you know? So, like, if anybody doesn't want to be in that space, that's totally right. Not, it's understandable. Oh, but also, I've got to give a shout-out to Kit and Mary's last drop-off today.
Yes.
Oh, my God. They have absolutely kept us alive, literally, and been just such amazing... Hey boys, cheerleaders and support systems for us the whole way of the Okmulgee, and today was their last time of doing a drop-off for us and meeting us and keeping us cared for. So
yeah,
well, I'm really happy that they're gonna meet us at the end on Sapelo.
And you may see them during Paddle Georgia.
Yeah, we may do. Yeah, but. Yeah, so...
Yeah, we're so lucky to have had them, their support, for sure. Yeah, Scuffle Bluff. It was Scuffle Bluff kind of day.
Yeah, and I think I should go to bed and help put the kids to bed. And you should go to bed, too.
We should all go to bed.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Let's see if it actually transmitted. I don't know. Yeah, it kept going the whole time.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Stop our cast.